Fred Pin Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival, and today I'm with the actors Simon Merrills and Anna Ularu of Index Zero, screening in Prospettiva Italia. They're happy because I pronounced your surname right, yes?
That's good.
How did you get involved in the project? How did you first know about the project, and what was the thing that made you decide that you wanted to do this?
I spoke with Lorenzo first. I think he knew about me from another Italian film that I did called Diaz. I was in Diaz, I think, in 2011. And we spoke on Skype. He told me that he had this project and he sent me the script. And I fell in love with the script completely. I literally couldn't put it down. I was just sitting and reading it on my phone. And a week later, I was in Rome auditioning for it with the same scene that Simon auditioned for, but we didn't know each other at the time. And it was just something I really wanted to be in. It was one of the most interesting characters I've ever read. It's been a beautiful ride. And we're victorious at the end of it, so that's good.
Yes, I auditioned in London. Lorenzo, I guess, knew me just from Spartacus, I think, but it couldn't have been a more different project. And again, I read the script and I thought, I just get excited like a boy still about stuff like this. I just thought, this is just so cool. This is a science fiction movie, but at its base, it's a human love story. It's a story of a bond and a struggle for survival between these two characters. It's not full of massive speeches of explanation and moralizing and dialogue and delivering a message. It's having a situation that's extreme, putting these two characters that are hopefully likable and that you have empathy with, and you watch what happens and you go along with them in kind of real time. And it's one of the special ones for me, definitely one of the very special jobs in my life. It hasn't left me a year and a half later, and I'm just so glad to be here.
So from what we heard, it seems that you got very attached to your character. So in Anna's case, you play a mother in a world where mothers are not the mothers that we know, but they're surrogate mothers. So the figure of this, like, the original mother as we know of, is totally different. And in your case, Simon, you are a father that was struggling and fighting to for his family's future and his daughter's future. And and both roles are very physical, more than also besides being emotional. So we were wondering, how did you work on this, on the physical part and the emotional one?
They kind of interlock, really, because anything physical we did had to come out of the emotional. It had to come out of the situation, what we'd talked about, the way we thought about where we were in the film, in the story. So anything physical that happened wasn't an isolated, oh, let's do this scene like this. No, it came out of an emotion, out of a real thing, which is what you always want, really. That's what you want to happen. And, you know, we had locations and a landscape to die for. It couldn't have been more perfect for the story, for the film. That's what I love about it. It's not a cold view of this imagined world. It is an emotional view of it, and because it involves people. And she's a mother. You say she's not a conventional mother. She was a mother like, you know, a prairie wolf or a dog would be a mother in the best sense. And we were like two animals together surviving. I mean, and wolves are very close to each other. You see them, and they have a very, very tight unity. And we talked about that a lot as our kind of model for our characters.
The whole aspect of physicality for it, like Simon said, it's really interesting because there was no prior training per se. That we didn't, you know, go to the gym and train to do those things. What we did was just blend into our surroundings a lot. There were times, you know, when we were shooting, where we would just lie down on the ground for our siestas.
We had trailers, but we would
lie down on the ground. We blended into our surroundings a lot. And once we got in those clothes and once we got in that environment, it just seemed very natural to us to interact with everything we had. And, you know, it's that brilliant kind of role that builds you. So you try and you build and you try and contrive it, but in the end, it ends up building you more than anything. So you kind of gain a certain type of walk, a certain type of attitude, really, of gaze, of everything. It just, you grow with it, and the character stays with you a lot, and it's really, really special. I would look on the ground and find little objects that Eve would have in this little box of mementos that she has, and at some point it was so much with us we didn't even need to talk about it as much. It's just instinctually it worked.
You both come from you come from different countries, but still in Europe. And in the film, there are the United States of Europe. So, what's your opinion about this kind of Europe? Because in the film, you know, this United States of Europe seem to exclude people more than include them. So, what's your opinion on that, and on the future of Europe?
You know, it's barely fiction. Of course, it is fiction. It is set at some time in a fictional future. But it's terrifyingly plausible, and there is certainly rhetoric and languages used across Europe that really echo the situation in our film about exclusion, about who's worth saving, who isn't, you know? And obviously countries need borders and controls, of course they do. But at the moment what seems to be happening is a really kind of a poisonous revisiting to something that we should have put behind us. Especially in Europe, especially what happened in Europe. You know, to hear that again in your own country makes me ashamed when I hear certain people in my country using this language. It doesn't represent me, doesn't represent a lot of people I know. So it's horrible to be lumped in with that sometimes, like Anna's from Romania, and you know, people from Romania with certain people get a certain kind of, you know, attack, and it's just like people are people, you know. So it was good to be involved in something that's about something that matters.
Something that has a real message, and behind all this metaphor of exclusion and of treating some human beings like lesser human beings, which is really interesting, because it goes to something, it goes to historical situations that happened before. This idea of segregation, of division, of deciding who survives and who doesn't. And in a way, the biggest metaphor here is that in the film, he gets to survive, whereas she, who is carrying life, is considered, you know, unsustainable and obsolete as a life form. Which is, in a way, it tells a lot about the confusion going on. Life being excluded from life, artificial life being carried on and put into these like tight elements, and then the real life out there being, you know, shut down. It was really interesting for me as well, because as we all know, I come from a country that's regarded, it's either highly regarded for what it brings to cinema, as right for the past few years we've been doing really well in cinema, or in sports lately, and so on and so forth. But at the same time, there's a lot of xenophobia, and there's a lot of bigotism, and there's a lot of awful things being said about people from my country, which are really, really, really hurtful. All this generalizing is awful for someone that comes from a place that, you know, has given Europe some of its greatest inventors and thinkers and so on and so forth. And because of a few individuals that have done some sort of harm, we're all lumped together in that thing. So it was really interesting to fight on that side, to make this film and be subversive about it.
And there is action as well. There's action too. I'm not going to go as far to say there's a car chase, but there's a car involved.
And there's explosions
and it's a vibrant story, and I think when it's about two people, two creatures, two humans in this situation, you'd have to have a very cold heart not to imagine yourself in that situation, and I think that's what happens. Hopefully, you know, it did with us when we were making it. We just ended up with this total immersion and empathy with these characters, and that hasn't left me. If Cora and I say how are you doing, we call each other by our character names still, you know.
Yeah, we do. We still call each other character name.
So guys, what's next for you?
Right now, I'm working in theatre a lot in my country, and I've just finished a film, World War II drama called Chosen. And I'm waiting for future premieres and future projects. I'm superstitious about talking about them.
Basically, if you pick any film that's been made recently, Anna's probably in it. There's just a couple that she isn't. And the ones that she is, another one that she... The one film she's not in is one that I did earlier, called Takedown, which was filmed in Wales, in out of Pinewood. Which was the first project I've done in my country for a long time, and I haven't minded that. I've loved that element of travel and, you know, working with other people from other countries. I really enjoy that aspect of the job. So that's going to come out at some point, and I'm auditioning and self-taping, which is the new world where you need a good partner. We helped each other when we were in Bulgaria, and they're hard to find, those partners for the self-taping, you know. But back in the swim, you know, but very excited about tonight.
So good luck. Good luck for Indexero, your future project, and we're sure that we'll meet you again, and we hope so.
I hope so too.
So yeah. Do I. Thank you very much.
This is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.